How do you go about processing something like that?
Well, we have a trauma team at the Garfield County Sheriff's Office, and it was set up because we knew that we would eventually have some type of traumatic event within our organization. So we set up ahead of time a team which consists of employees from the different areas of the organization, and they volunteer on this team. They go through training, and they essentially deal with traumatic events.
Can you just talk a little bit about that program?
Generally, the program is a trauma debriefing. We try anytime we have something that's traumatic, and that's kind of a vague term, but something that's out of the ordinary, and certainly dealing with the death of an 8-year-old and the circumstances, that's extraordinary. So we offer a debriefing. Essentially, people that are there that are struggling or might struggle with, you know, the nature of what they saw. And so it's just sort of a very relaxed talking about what happened, going through the steps, asking people how they feel about it, giving them some tools and some resources if they're, you know, all of a sudden not sleeping at night or having nightmares.
Is this something that the longer you're in this job, the more you see of this kind of thing and the less you're affected by it? Is this sort of offered for younger, more inexperienced members of your teams?
Probably just the opposite. Traditionally in our business, in emergency response, law enforcement, we see these things frequently, but historically haven't really taken the steps to debrief and seek counseling and that. So what happens is to sort of build it up and kind of put it on a shelf, so to speak. And then the longer you get in, you're in the business, the more things on your shelf where eventually that shelf breaks. What we're trying to do is avoid that.
What does it look like when that shelf breaks? I mean, have you experienced that personally with colleagues?
You know, I haven't seen it directly, but, you know, drinking too much or gambling too much or marital issues or suicide or, you know, work performance. I mean, it can manifest itself in numerous ways. So we want to address those issues ahead of time. We want people to understand what causes that.
How has this evolved? Is this something that when you started would be totally unheard of?
Not totally, but probably more than not in law enforcement. There was always that feeling in law enforcement that we weren't allowed to have feelings, we weren't allowed to have emotions, we weren't allowed to be affected by these things. And more what we're finding is the best way to keep you healthy and keep you in this job is to work with you and help you deal with that stuff appropriately. So it's really come a long way, particularly in law enforcement over the last few years, of recognizing that and taking steps to minimize the impact rather than wait until that shelf breaks.
Have you ever had counseling, Sheriff?
No, actually, I haven't. I've attended some briefings, you know, of that nature, but I really haven't. And I can tell you, having come into this business 30 years ago, that clearly, and part of the trauma team training that we do is I'm involved in that training, and I open up to you know, to my guys and to anybody that's in our training about some of the horrific events that I've seen in my career.
Would you mind sharing like one of those as an example?
Sure. I was at the Glenwood Springs Police Department when we had the Storm King fire. 14 firefighters were burned when the fire blew up on them and they couldn't escape. And a crew of folks went up and recovered them off of the mountain. They flew them down to the airport. And my responsibility was moving from the airport to the coroner's office. So I was able to, unfortunately, view 14 people that had been just grotesquely burned. It still bothers me to have to, you know, think back to it or share it. Had somebody said, hey, you know, why don't you, you know, talk to somebody, you know, I probably would have. We're more cognizant of it now at the Sheriff's Office than we ever have been, and I'm proud of that because, again, we want our people to be healthy.
Sheriff Valerio, thanks so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Lou Valerio is the Sheriff of Garfield County. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.